Welcome to the Busy Gamer Podcast for the week of December 27th, 2009, providing a weekly summary of news and views from BusyGamerNews.com. We're a gaming site for people too busy for gaming sites.
This week's releases:
Highlander for PC, PS3, and Xbox 360.
That's the only one we could find for the week after Christmas. Don't be surprised if it slips.
There will be another DLC add-on for Borderlands, Welcome to the Underdome, for Xbox 360. PS3 gamers need to wait until their DLC updates resume on January 7th. This one adds Riot Mode and is designed only for those who have leveled up substantially.
This is the latest game release information we have. As usual, a more thorough summary will be posted Monday morning.
Last week's releases:
Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles, The Crystal Bearers for Wii.
Guitar Hero Van Halen for PS2, PS3, Xbox 360, and Wii.
Civilization 4 Colonization for Mac.
And for iPhone, Metal Slug Touch, Need for Speed Shift, Nova, Plushed, The Simpsons Arcade, Spore Creatures, and the free/totally awesome Spider Hornet Smash. Giveaways.
Each week, we launch a giveaway we call Free Stuff Friday, though normally you have nearly a week to enter.
This week's giveaway is another pick and win, and either choice will help you let off a little post-holiday steam. Snowboarding classic SSX Tricky for PS2 is one of our all-time faves. Back in the day, we sacrificed an original Xbox Duke controller at its altar. If you have access to a PS2 or PS3 that supports backward compatibility, we highly recommend you play for this. If you don't, or want better odds at winning, we have Elf Bowling 7 1/7, a PC game by Mumbo Jumbo where you knock down the elves who stand in for bowling pins and taunt you. It's a fun series, and this one includes a pirate ship and iceberg-themed levels.
Comment of the week:
Nodak entered for Elf Bowling, and so far he's the only one. I'm hoping to get insulted by you. Please enter me for Elf Bowling. I'm always on the lookout for more fun, trackball-friendly games for my MAME cabinet.
Pick your prize and enter at BusyGamerNews.com by 5 p.m. Pacific on New Year's Eve, Thursday, December 31st.
We're also thinking we might offer a chance for a bunch of people to win some fluffy PopCap chuzzles soon, though using a slightly different method of entry than our usual instant wins.
So keep an eye out on GameWatcher's Twitter for a warning shortly before we post it.
Last week's winners:
TDP won the Tom Clancy's Hawks Thrustmaster Bundle.
And Daniel won our instant win prize, the Tom Clancy's N-War novel. News.
If you follow our tweets, you'd already know that PopCap has put most of its iPhone games on sale for $2 through January 3rd. This includes Bookworm, Peggle, and the just-released Chuzzle. This last one was the only one we hadn't already bought, so we nabbed it. But they're all really solid. Peggle on the iPhone actually saves your progress mid-shot and includes replays, making it second best only to the PC version. And Chuzzle has several modes including puzzles and speedrun, plus trophies.
Steam is having its own post-holiday sale with daily specials. Torchlight was just $5 on December 26th. Despite the complaints I raised in the November 15th podcast, I couldn't resist the game at that price, and neither should you if it goes on sale again. We've seen many Busy Gamer community members on Twitter shout out all the games they've been buying on major discounts, so keep an eye on the Steam sale. There might be something good in it for you.
Spoiler warning, we're gonna pick it apart. Open it up to find the tick of a heart.
I'm a longtime Forza Motorsport fan and recently picked up number 3 in the series. If you're a Forza newcomer, I posted a few tips to get you started. The game is similar to past outings in that you have to really customize your cars to succeed. When you have your car properly tuned, it's usually not too hard to win races, at least early on. I did hit a major difficulty wall about halfway through Forza 2 and just never went back. The biggest problem in my mind is that despite the deep part tuning options and helpful text descriptions of what they do, it's really not that easy for racing fans who aren't real-world grease monkeys to understand the impact of each major tuning change. Someday, I hope they'll invent a method that lets you quickly visualize how each tuning change affects how your car manages turns and its overall handling, such as oversteer, understeer, and braking. Expect to do a lot of on-screen reading, and you might want to read the IGN Tuning and Upgrades guide that I've linked from my article. Also, be prepared for lots of load screens unless you install the game to run from your Xbox 360 hard drive. I hope you have lots of free space, since the game includes a second disc with bonus cars and tracks that requires a couple of gigs of space as well. All in all, you should set aside probably about 10 gigabytes if you can. So far, I am liking the game. There's a new rollback time feature that lets you correct minor driving mistakes. Though it feels so much like cheating, I try not to use it. But if I spin out on the final turn of a 4-lap race, you can bet I'll hit rewind. For more tips on how to get started with Forza 3, read my December 24th article. And please, feel free to post your own tips.
You are likely to be the beaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture a match in your inventory.
What we're playing.
So Santa brought us a lot of fun games for Christmas. Most of them went to Pikachu Fan, who we'll be hearing from in a little bit, and as well as Borderlands for me, which was kind of a gift for both me and Game Watcher. And we've been playing co-op Borderlands, and so far I'm kind of on the fence about what I think. I really want to like this game, but I'm getting kind of tired of the go out, kill something, come back, redeem your prize, go back out, kill something, go back, redeem your prize. What I really like about Fallout is you just keep moving. And now for LEGO Rock Band, we have the six-year-old perspective from Pikachu Fan.
We only got it on Christmas Day. I play the drums. There's even a new mode called Super Easy. That's what I've been playing. We've already bought three vehicles. One that goes on water, one that's a school bus, and one that's our tour bus. My favorite part is when you do the Ghostbusters. And it's also a challenge. There's way much more.
And now the adult perspective. Overall, LEGO Rock Band is a little harder to play and configure than we'd expect from what is clearly a kid's game. The overall song difficulty seems harder than you'd expect early in the game, and we're Rock Band veterans. The song choices, while technically family-friendly, also tend to be a bit obscure. There is a new Super Easy setting, where you get credit for hitting any note more or less in time to the music. And alas, it seems to be the only way to turn on no-fail mode. There really should be no-fail mode available at all skill levels, or at least as an option when playing easy, where you are at least required to hit the right notes. There is autoplay for bass pedal drum notes, which is very welcome. This way, our budding drummer can focus on the pads until he's ready to add a foot to the mix. It's hidden in the extra section, but also seems to come up if you leave the bass pedal unplugged when you first boot the game. We were disappointed to find that the new 3-second countdown when returning from pause that was introduced in the Beatles Rock Band is notably absent. Hopefully, a patch will address this at some point.
Borderlands is a little like Fallout 3, Halo, and Bioshock had a cel-shaded baby. It has been getting a lot of praise for its co-op mode, and we can only guess it's mostly from people playing over Xbox Live, PlayStation Network, or LAN, since the split screen is painful even on a pretty large widescreen TV. Dialogue boxes for missions, vending machines, your map, and skill tree upgrades have to be horizontally scrolled. Also, it's a little hard at first to match the ammo to the weapons. It is a beautiful shooter and a lot of fun, and we might just have to get a second copy to more thoroughly enjoy it. I was also glad to get Uncharted 2 for Christmas, considering how much buzz this game has, but so far it hasn't knocked my socks off. Keep in mind, I haven't touched multiplayer yet. It seems to be a more polished sequel, but very much like the original. Lots of climbing and gunning, some stealth, collecting treasures, and a very well-acted, testosterone-laden story. The first one did challenge my patience, but I felt compelled to complete it, and I'll probably work my way through this one too and eventually ease into the multiplayer. I was peeved that it took 10 minutes to install all the updates to this game, which did test my resolve to start it at 1 in the morning. By comparison, Borderlands on the 360 patched itself in about 30 seconds. I also tried Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian for Xbox 360, and it's oddly compelling. Pretty easy, at least so far, and a fun family-friendly game. It's elaborate in how they expand the power of the tablet to give Larry the security guard an array of skills.
DLC highlights.
The latest WiiWare includes Eco Shooter Plant 530, which is basically an eco-friendly FPS. Platformer Palurikio, quiz game TV show King 2, and the already outdated holiday card maker Happy Holidays Christmas.
DSiWare includes Dragon's Lair, High Stakes Texas Hold'em, Hot and Cold 3D Hidden Object Adventure, My Notebook Green, and Uno.
On Virtual Console, you'll want to nab Arcade Original Ninja Gaiden and N64 Classic Super Smash Bros.
The PlayStation 3 received the preload for the MAG public beta. Download it now and be ready to start playing January 4th. You can also pick up Battle Fantasia and the Little Big Planet Pirates of the Caribbean costume pack.
PSP gamers can buy the Loco Roco Midnight Carnival level pack and download demos for Army of Two, The 40th Day, and Holy Invasion of Privacy, Badman.
For both PS3 and Xbox 360, there's Polar Panic, the Call of Duty World at War map pack bundle, the LEGO Indiana Jones 2 demo, a free Guitar Hero 5 holiday song, and for Rock Band, Weezer, Limp Bizkit, The Offspring, and Yellow Card.
On Xbox 360, you can also get Zero Day Attack on Earth, the Trials HD Big Pack, the Dante's Inferno demo, Mass Effect 2 and Brink videos, the Lips Paula Abdul pack, and an indie game with the memorable title Zombie Outhouse.
More complete listings of the past week's DLC can be found at busygamernews.com.
On Twitter, we encourage you to follow Game Watcher and Girl Got Game, that's GRRL, Got Game. We often tweet news that isn't big enough to deserve an entry on the site or has a very limited shelf life. We've also started a BGN community Twitter list. If you're not on it and want to be, send GameWatcher an @reply.
We also encourage you to join the Busy Gamers Facebook group and our Busy Gamer News Facebook fan page.
Also, please take a moment to rate and review us on iTunes. We've been stuck at 7 ratings for more than a month now.
Some of the music in this podcast came from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio.com. You can find details and links for these and other songs at busygamernews.com/podcast.
I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think about what I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think about what I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now, right now.
And I always take my medicine.